Next time you're wandering around the outside of the Norwich Castle, perhaps in the gardens, or even going to the shops or cinema in the Mall, think of a time not that long ago when it was a busy farmyard. The noise, the smell, the atmosphere of the country and the city. There was nothing quite like it. 60 years ago, plans were in full swing for the city centre livestock market, which had operated in the shadow of the castle mound for almost 1,000 years, to move to a new £5 million market at Harford. There were those who regretted the move to Harford, but times changed, and the conditions on Norwich Hill were not suitable for the animals. Too cramped, and the surface too uneven. They deserved better. And can you imagine cattle being driven through the city streets in the 21st century? They would be driven backwards and forwards to troughs and city stations. And the RSPCA campaigned for the move out of the city to Harford, where the animals would have far better conditions. The way it was in Norwich on a Saturday a century or so ago was written about well by our correspondent, simply known as Willie, many years ago. He said, "When I was a child, motor transport was still not used for livestock, and the many hundreds of heads sold on Norwich Cattle Market were driven there on foot. Only a very few fat pigs and bulls were brought in, horse-drawn floats," he wrote. "From dawn on Saturday, herds of cattle, pigs and sheep would converge on the market from Old Lakenham and Trowes through King Street and Burr Street, adding farmyard smells to those of an already smelly area. The strange sound of hooves shuffling on the granite streets and the drovers' high-pitched cries, 'Hi, hi, hi, hup,' would herald in a day of feverish activity," recalled Willie. "Small boys would be up early, arm themselves with sticks, and stand at the entrance to the many yards and lanes to prevent the cattle leaving the herds and straying into them. At regular intervals, huge bulls would pass, rings through their noses, trailing chains that caused them to stumble if they ran. One look from a bull and the boys would flee." Willie said that by midday, everything was in full swing. Live poultry was sold from crates piled high on the edge of the footpath by bonds. "How I pitied those birds, packed in so tight for hours on end, heads sticking out from the sides of the crates in order to breathe. Horses were sold on the other side by the Windmill Public House. Dealers would be seen looking at teeth and hooves and running them to find if they were lame. Having made a choice, they would spit in their right hands and shake the vendor's hands to fix the deal," said Willie. "And then there was the drinking. The pubs would be packed by shouting, singing, tipsy men, while shifty-eyed layabouts were on the lookout for farmers with a thick wad, who, when drunk enough, might be persuaded by fair or foul means to part with enough to see them through the following week." Willie recalls the small queue outside Man's pawn shop. Clothes, shoes, anything not in use during the week were redeemed on Saturday and re-pawned on Monday morning. The barrel organs played and the drink flowed. Derek James says, "I remember it so well. I suspect many of you do too. Or maybe your parents would tell you about one of the most famous markets in the country."